This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Good afternoon. It's been a while since I've been on. I've been busy. I've been a little traveling. I've been doing a couple of speaking engagements. It's been, I don't know, somebody called me a radio personality the other day. That's a little uncomforting. I mean, you know, I don't like that limelight kind of thing. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm more behind the scenes, kind of try to do the right thing and help my my fellow insureds or lost people, and how we cultivate this, how we talk about damages, public, private, residential, commercial. So I like to kind of, I like to be behind the scenes, and not look for that, not look for the camera or the microphone. Even though I'm on the microphone, I enjoy that part because, you know, we ran a couple of shows. I did the one show. It's been a while, you know. So I'm gonna be getting into the groove today. I will be flying solo today. But obviously the comments page is up. It's drhradio.net. That is drhradio.net. And you know, let them fly. You know, whatever we want to talk about in the worlds of floods and fires and lack of insurance or business continuity. Obviously, big with the ACP, Association of Contingency Planners. I know you guys. We've been doing a lot about that. The reason why I've talked about it before, but it's really resonated this past week when I was on the Long Island, the business preparedness, public and private partnership, with numerous guests out there, including a past guest here on the show, Terry Winters. He's from FEMA. He is the liaison between FEMA and the private industry side. And Terry's a fantastic guy. He's been in the role for many years. I'm talking, you know, over 20 some odd years. So he gets the feel of both sides. And so why with the ACP and why, you know, am I going out there? And I had a few minutes, you know, Andy Weitzberg, everybody knows who Andy is. He's the president of Long Island chapter for the ACP. But it's that, again, it's that needed information, that intel that I gather from these conferences or meetings, and also with the LinkedIn. I'm, you know, also Association of Contingency Planners. There's the Emergency Management Planners I'm on. There's such good dialogue out there that it gets a little old hat, but there is a lot of bright people out there with different scenarios, creating scenarios. Because listen, you know, a buddy of mine in law enforcement said, if you can think of something, you know, kind of weird or not, you know, not right, let's put it just that way, you can guarantee there's 100 people doing it somewhere around the world. So it's like a never-ending battle of trying to keep the public informed of what things should be done and how prepared you should be. Broken record, kinda. It gets to be a broken record, but not colorize it, but, you know, try to put a twist to it because it really is important. It's funny when you read the paper, you hear or you listen to the news, and you say there's a horrific accident. You say, geez, how did that happen? Or I never thought that kind of thing would happen. That happens all the time. Or how about, you know, it doesn't happen in my neighborhood. We've never experienced that in my neighborhood. That stuff, it does happen in your neighborhood. Quiet little streets or, you know, in the city, where I'm always in the city at least four or five times out of the week, out of the 7 days. You know, people living above, you know, damages, you know, getting crazy and affecting numerous units from down below. You know, watching TV on a Saturday night with your family, and before you know it, you got the 150 gallons of water coming through your plaster ceilings and things like that. You know, you're just minding your own business, but, you know, do you have a plan for that? You know, grant you, we all have insurance, and that's very important, but what happens with your insurance? You know, they're supposed to take care of you, but if you're not well read in those things, and I always recommend, we've been doing the show for a couple of years now, and it's been fantastic. Lots of traction. You know, the social media has been great with the followers on the numerous social sites. I'm still difficult in navigating and responding, so never take it the wrong way, because I get a fair amount, and I'm lucky, because, like I said, the show's been doing very well. But, you know, it's this time of year that, like I just said, is a good time to review your policies. It gets a little slower, and on top of it, we had a very mild winter. Okay, and I'm gonna segue into something about snow insurance. It's an article that's really thinking outside the box for the people who own the property. That's pretty cool. But it's a good time to review. I mean, you really, you know, you go to your agent, you go to your broker, and you say, and this encompasses both the residential and the commercial side. So, you know, what am I covered for? Well, you know, if you don't ask the right questions, and what are those right questions to ask? I don't know. You don't go on the comments page. Ask me, you know, throw out some stuff, and I'll say, you know what, that's the kind of thing I would have asked. Some things I wouldn't have asked. But You're intelligent. You know we live in this area, and we got lots of people who listen to the show on the computer. So anybody who can figure that out is smart in my book, because I'm horrible with figuring that stuff out. But you know, you gotta have the right questions to ask your insurance broker or/slash agent. And again, what are those questions? You know, we've been wanting to get an insurance professional on. And we haven't found the right mix. There's been some people who've been very eager to come on, but don't have the true knowledge of the whole package. Because, you know, the insurance can be very complicated, and to navigate policies and to understand what people are saying can get a bit convoluted. But, you know, go back to the point where I was saying about, you know, you're sitting there with your family inside, you know, 7M in the M line in a building, and everybody who's in my business understands what that means. You know, you call your insurance company, what happens? Is it a co-op? Is it a condo? Is it a renter's policy? What's covered? What's not covered? You know, paint. And, you know, it sounds trivial, but you know what? You have damage. I'm coming in there, and I'm going to spend probably a half an hour explaining it to you. And it's what I do, and I enjoy doing that, because I want to keep you guys informed. Obviously, I have the schooling and the knowledge to handle all types of damage. I spent many, many, many weeks down with the Service Master Disaster Restoration Academy down there in Tennessee with my guru, Jerry Giesinger, and numerous others down there, with the mad professor in the back, and Mike and Terry, and you know, just a slew of guys down there. But let's get back to that damage. You got to take a look at this stuff. You know, we all have lives. We're all, and I say this all the time, but I'm gonna say it a lot more. You know, we all have lives. We all have soccer practice or football, basketball, and you know, my kids are heavily entrenched in numerous sports and play on numerous teams. My wife is going bananas during the week because I'm not around that much. Weekends, I try to alleviate some of that pressure for her. But I think, are we going to shoot for one? Let's go. We'll shoot for one now. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll pick that up. Again, the comments page is up and flying. I got to respond to Shelley's questions from last week. And we got the show we're talking about tomorrow. We got to talk about that. So we got a lot of stuff. Come back.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. Service Master Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, Service Master Restoration by CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach Service Master Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. Service Master Restoration by by CPP, servicing the New York metro and tri-state area.
For every soldier who served in Vietnam, there is a story. There are stories of suffering and strength, courage and self-sacrifice. But as time takes its toll on the surviving veterans, many of these stories could be lost forever. The Education Center at the Wall will preserve and display photos, letters, and memories of veterans so their stories and service will never be forgotten. Visit buildthecenter.org and help us build it.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
Do you know that there are some emergency shelters that have no emergency backup generators? You can be prepared and have your own emergency generator for your home and business. Hi, I'm Dan O'Brien from Academy Electrical Contractors Incorporated, a full-service electrical contractor servicing the tri-state area since 1981. Our specialty is generators. We give you a complete turnkey installation, service your existing generator, rent you the temporary machine for that planned shutdown or that unexpected power failure. Academy Electrical Contractors can install a generator to protect your family and business from a power grid failure. Power your heating and air conditioning system, keep your refrigerator and freezer running, power your well pump, or power your sump pump. Visit us on the web at academyelectrical.com. That's academyelectrical.com. Or give me a call at 877-SPARKIES. That's 877-772-7597. Academy Electrical Contractors, generating satisfaction 24/7 since 1981.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disasters strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works when other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
Back. We're back. Disaster Recovery Hour. Every Tuesday here at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice. Between 1 and 2, excuse me. Just got the wire, my phone wire, whatever the heck. It's wire. Anyway, Disaster Recovery Hour, drhradio.net, drhradio.net. That is the comments page. That's the website. You go to the comments page. We already have our first question, but we'll get to that in a couple of seconds. I want to talk about tomorrow's, Joanna. I want to talk about tomorrow. We're going to talk about the ACP last week with Terry and Shelley and Lynn Maloney with Egress Solutions. I just want to give everybody like they say in Radio Land, a little shout out, but also, you know, kind of give you the encapsulation of what happened out there last week. And most of that stuff is going to be, that PowerPoint's going to be on the ACP International website, so you can check that out. It was open to the public. Over a couple hundred people were there. It was fantastic. But let's move quickly into tomorrow at William Patterson. And I'll give you some information if you want to attend. It is open to the public also. There'll be numerous people from the Passaic County. There's a board of freeholders, but let me, you know, this is what I do. I get all excited about information that I want to give out, but I'll slow down just a little bit. Everybody tells me to slow down. It's at William Patterson University at 1600 Valley Road in Wayne. It is called the Business Continuity: How to Save Your Company After Disaster Strikes. This is the forum that is really spreading throughout our country. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. We talk about it here at the show. They talk about it on the big heavies, guys. You know, the big shows on, you know, the cable and the regular shows. They talk about preparedness, but I think our show, the difference between our show, and obviously it's not a knock on anybody else, but we're just trying to do what you can do before the disaster happens, because most of the news is after the disaster happens. So, and the formulas of how to save your, and that's what's happening tomorrow. So it's how to save your company after disaster strikes. It's being coordinated with much effort from Deborah Hoffman, and Deb is the, excuse me, Passaic County Business Economic Development Corp. And my brother John has been doing the Lord's work with that. I do have my Service Master franchise that I'm extremely busy with right now. So my brother's really stepped up to the plate on me for me, and is knocking it out of the park by collaborating with Deb and getting pretty much an all-star team of our Northern Jersey region. Lieutenant Kevin Fowler, he's the unit supervisor, New Jersey OEM, the North Region. We have SunGard. Remember, we interviewed SunGard down in Florida. They have the command center. There's best practices for record saving. I mean, these are business. It's business driven. However, you can draw a lot of common themes that go for business continuity that you can apply to your own home. So don't get squirrely on me about, you know, it's business and it has nothing to do with my home, and I don't work, I run my family, so I'm going from A to B to C to D. But you know what, there are some lessons that can be learned without a doubt. Again, considering we are constantly on the move, and the planning gets put on the shelf. It really does. Hey, I'm at fault sometimes. I'm like, you know, sometimes I get put off a little bit. Can't answer that right now. But, you know, it's something you really got to take stock in. So, as again, to go to slow down, okay? So we're going to have numerous people. We're going to have Passaic County Freeholder Theodore Best. He's going to take a couple of minutes. There's going to be myself. I'm going to have a couple minutes with a PowerPoint, talking about the show, talking about how the show came to be, me being an experienced field disaster restoration guy. I've seen more things with no badge or gun than most people should ever see. But I think, I take all those things with a positive and try to say, hey, listen, I've experienced this. This is what I think you should do in the future. Or on the show, this is what I think you should be doing prior to something happening. It goes for the minor stuff. It goes for a little fire out in your shed or your propane tanks. I mean, Danny, who's a very good friend, he's the Academy Electric, but he's also a deputy chief at the fire department. He's got a ton of tips that he's been giving me, and he's been on the program. And, you know, let's not forget about our guy, Lieutenant Steve Linder at the Hackensack Fire Department, who's still healing from being injured on the job. Haven't spoken to him in a while, a couple of texts. I hope he's coming along with the several other guys who also got hurt with that individual with oxygen tanks and who smokes in his car, which is a brilliant, brilliant move. So again, let's get back to again. I want Steve to feel. I hope he's getting better. And also with Captain Joe with his knee replacement. But so you have SunGard. Then you're also going to have. There's going to be a topic on how to interface with your utility and to ensure business continuity. Listen, the utilities is a big thing. I mean, they got blasted with their snow, Connecticut. You know, PSE&G, Long Island. Trees coming down. I mean, that was unexpected. What are you going to do, right? But what can you do? Was there any type of role playing? And what happens if there's a heavy snow during while there's still leaves and it's still pretty much a greenery? You know, the early fall. You know, what's happening with that? I think there's a lot. I think a lot of good lessons came out of it. I'm hoping to hear some of these things tomorrow. William P. Stevens. He's with Intelligent Building Solutions. And then we're also going to have one of our past guests, Stan Kolstad. He's an ACP president of the New Jersey chapter, and he's going to be summarizing and doing the final thoughts on the program. So it's going to be, I'm very excited. I'm getting 20 minutes in front of a couple hundred people, so it's going to be behind some glass right now, and we got a ton of questions. I'm going to get to them in the comments page. I'm definitely going to get to them, but here at the show. You know, you got the mic, and you feel in your little zone here. But I'll be out there in front of the people. I was last week. I had a couple of minutes, and I was wedged in between. This is last week with the ACP with the public and private partnership of disasters. I got wedged in between Rick Gimble, 20 some odd year fireman in New York City. Now he's the OEM director out there in the township of Islip, 335,000 people that he's out there. Handling their issues, And then I have Terry Winters, like I said, from FEMA. So I'm wedging between these two monster guys who got great reputations in their industry. And it was good to see him. It was good to see him. And you know it's nice the conversations I get to have with both, from, you know, with a face to face kind of, and the mutual. I mean, I have great admiration and respect for both individuals, because you know what, the job doesn't pay what it should pay, considering the hours that these guys are doing there, because it's a civic duty, and you know, it's in their blood, and we should be proud to have our fellow Americans who are doing these things, and also I think it's first responders, police and fire week. I think that's what it is. I'm going to try to get that information a little later on. I talk about that, and also, you know, always give a hello to the 200 Club here in Bergen County. Serving our servers. So tomorrow's show, you got that? So again, how to save your company after the disaster strikes. I'm really excited about it. Very, very excited. It's going to be held at William Patterson, or in some circles, people call it Willie P. It's in Wayne, 1600 Valley Road. There is a phone number. It is 973-569-4720, and that is 973-569-4720. And then just one more time, as they say in Radio Land, 973-569-4720. There is an email address. If you want to sign up for my podcast, you could probably listen. I'm going to give it out anyway. It's ecodev@passaiccountync.org. Okay? ecodev@passaiccountync.org. Again, that's Deb Hoffman. She is the driving force behind this program, and it's going to be fantastic. And you got some all-star guys hanging out here, and I'm going to be very proud to be associated with them, you know, and listen to what they have to say. And again, you know, we talked about, we've had different people from around the country talk about their areas. You know, we're going to have some people from the West Coast coming up in the next couple of weeks. We had to shelve that one because I got really, really busy a couple of weeks ago in the city on some emergencies. So I had to put the women. I did apologize, but I also owe them an email, and I definitely will get that out to them. But we've had Kentucky Anna, our president down there for the ACP, and we talked about what are they doing with types of disasters in their neck of the woods. And that's, you know, with our North Region OEM supervisor, you know, Lieutenant Kevin Fowler, you know, what are we doing up here in our preparedness? And there's lots of drills that go on. It's always in the papers. I know it seems, listen, if you're not seeing these guys drilling, more likely than not, that's a good thing, because they're doing their stuff behind the scenes. A lot of class time, I know it for a fact, with some of my close friends who were first responders, you know, both sides of the aisle, the fire and the police, and also the EMT, not also, but I should say really three aisles, if you will. Let's go, you know, be a little politically correct, but that's how I feel, you know. I think we got, what do we got here? We got a couple more minutes, but you know what? Let's last week's show, the ACP, which I'm going to want to talk about after we come back from the break, but just a quick article in Newsday about that. It's classified. The Long Island business is urged to prepare for disaster. It says, call them worry warts. They don't care. The emergency planners who met Friday at the Icelandic Hotel had a message they believe is important for Long Island businesses. You don't worry enough or plan enough. And in our country, is there a lot of overkill? There's plenty of overkill. But I think our country has a lot of overkill and things that are meaningless. When it comes to life and safety, there should be some overkill there, a little more overkill. And these guys, these men and women who are at the show, participating and attending, they're in that world as well as I am. Yes, I mean, I'm in business. I'm on the private side of it. But as the government, in our economic times, we start to shrink down our government, which is, I think, in just my opinion, a good thing. I think we need the collaboration of both private and public getting together, after an emergency or an incident happens, because both sides have intelligence that can mesh. And it's almost like a political thing here. It's like both sides of the aisle can get together without a doubt. And it's moving in that direction. And I know firsthand from Terry and from Rick Gimbel, and here over here in Jersey. Also, we've had New Jersey State Police OEM director of communication, Nick Marisi, who's no longer there. He's moved on to FEMA. I believe he's in Philly now. There is a very strong positive flow going towards the partnership, because we both need each other without a doubt. And I think we're going to rock and roll towards a commercial. I got a ton of questions on the comments page, and we'll keep on rocking. And we're going to talk about last week's show also. All right, be right back.
Sally Field for Wounded Warrior Project.
There are so many things that we take for granted in our lives, but one thing that we should never take for granted are the brave men and women of our volunteered armed forces who daily risk their lives for our freedom. Some of these brave warriors have suffered catastrophic injuries. Some will suffer the effects of traumatic brain injury for the rest of their lives. The Wounded Warrior Project was created to help and support these injured heroes. Regardless of your position on the war, they deserve our help. Please consider the many ways that you can get involved. The Wounded Warrior Project's motto is, "The greatest casualty is being forgotten." Let's continue to help make this generation the most well-received group of injured veterans in our nation's history. We owe it to them. To learn more, call 877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need answers. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP is the answer. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP is a full-service emergency services and restoration company. With 25 years of experience in emergency management and restoration, our seasoned team of skilled professionals is ready to assess damages and restore your property to its pre-loss condition.
Who do I call first? What about insurance? Is it safe to stay here? What do I do next?
Fire, smoke, water, or mold, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP restores your property and your peace of mind. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area.
I know it's tough to hear me with this firefighter's air pack on, but it's the only way I can be in this smoldering pile of ashes that was my office. And I could get in trouble, but I hope you won't make the same mistake I did, since at least one in four businesses that suffer this type of loss never reopen. So here goes. Just 3 days ago, we sat in this melted wreck of what used to be a conference room, talking about how good things were. Over there was the tech room. The fire's bad enough, but the water damage really gets me. Look, here's an article describing us as visionaries. I should have done our disaster plan, but with everything else, I just didn't see this coming. Visionaries, huh? Well, the good news is, at least the ashes can't burn down.
There'll always be a few fires to put out around the office, unless it's not around anymore. But when you have a disaster plan, you can adapt, recover, and stay in control. Go to Ready.gov and make your company's plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Am I on? Bill is a nut job. Hey, Disaster Recovery Hour, I'm back. I'm just a little giddy. It's been a while. I've been almost kind of like, I've been in a straitjacket. I haven't been on the air, and there was all this good stuff that was happening, and, good stuff not doesn't mean because I'm busy at work, because that means, if I'm busy at work, it means bad things are happening. Like I always say, meet me personally, don't meet me professionally. And that's my tag. I've been using it for a couple of years. I'm sticking with it. I think it's pretty good. You know what? I prefer to have me show up in my house than some guy who's just thinking, you know what? Okay, you had a fire, you flood, you know, all your kids' stuff are non-salvageable, whatever. Let me put them in a bag, throw them in my truck, and I'm going to be out of here. A little compassion wouldn't be a bad thing, you know? Not enough of that, I don't think. I'm not saying we're going to sit down there and hold hands and take warm showers at night, but you know what? A little sympathy. It wouldn't be a bad thing. I did receive a phone call while we were on the air from Deb Hoffman, and it's going to be tomorrow between 8:30 and 11:30. And again, that is at Wayne, in Wayne, William Patterson University, between 8:30 and 11:30. And there's numerous speakers. I just spent a good 20 minutes talking about it. So we're going to move on. We got to recap last week's show in Long Island, because it was Tom Croce, who's a new ISLIP supervisor, was Phil Nolan last year, and now they're in election year, and then this is what happens when the Democratic system is in play. New supervisor. And we also had, who I spent some time with at our hotel down in the lobby, and also going to and from dinner with Robert Russell. He's a deputy director at SRA International Inc. They're trainers for the Department of Homeland Security, and they set protocols, write protocols, very, very similar to a very, very good friend of mine, Chris Green. And that was about terrorism. And listen, it's the show talks about natural disasters, but we've now experienced and projected again, hence the ACP drive and the public and private partnership drive. Terrorism is here to stay. It's real. It's here to stay. And like the guys on the front lines talk about, the FEMAs, the Homeland Security guys, DHS, these guys, it's when it's going to happen, not if it's going to happen. So, and listen, also, take a plug from New York City and see something, say something. I mean, they got a good campaign going, and it's real. I mean, when, a lot of things have been, the guys behind the scenes are doing the Lord's work, helping us out, have to make sure that we have a normal existence, normal life, so we can worry about getting to basketball on time or anything, or spending some time with your family, because you're always, going in 20 different directions. I mean, the last three weekends in a row, both Saturday and Sunday, I've missed games because I've been working. That's just the way it is. So, anyway, Lance, I got to slow down again. I get all jacked up again. So, last week's program, I keep on saying so, we had Terry Winters. I said we had Robert Russell, Dr. Dennis Russo from Suffolk County Department of Health. I have a good friend and who's retired from New Jersey State Police. And he is on the New Jersey Health Development and the Social Services, trying to get him or one of his partners to come on the program to do exactly what Dr. Dennis Russo talked about. And that is the medical community prepared for an onslaught after an incident. And they're doing their training because, we're all this thing together. I mean, they're also citizens, doctors live places and they have offices. I mean, what happens when their offices go out? I mean, there's these what they call pods, point of distribution of medicines. And if it's a pandemic of vaccines and such like that, I mean, it's a very complicated situation. And these people, these are after hours. These people are, there's the regular stuff that they're doing during the day, the regular health stuff that they're doing for the county. And it's the same thing over here, because I attended last year at Holy Name. There was the same type of forum that was discussed. And the hospitals are, there is a competing of patients. I mean, it is a business. Let's call it what it is. It is a business, but they're also they're collaborating. They have different specialties and different disciplines. Some hospitals do very well in this area, and one hospital does very well in that area. So they're getting together. I think there's eight of them in Jersey. It's kind of like hooks around the entire state of New Jersey. That, if it's an outbreak of a MRSA or something, or I'm not going to talk about things that like are spooky and scary, but the bottom line is, these guys, these hospital administrators and Department of Homeland Security, who oversee some of these scenarios, they're working on it. They really are. And last week at the ACP, I talked about this show being a conduit to get that information out, and I think it's done a great. I think the show's done a real good job at doing that. And we have so many participants when it comes to the comments page, and it's fantastic. And Shelley Lee Johnson, who's an ACP member, and she's got a slew of talent that we've talked about over the last couple of years. Shelley had some, you know, her comment last week was, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Long Island show this upcoming. I'm reading last week's comment for the 2012 annual LI ACP Business Preparedness Conference. It was at the Hyatt Regency, Wind Watch on the Motor Parkway. Saw Shelley. We were leaving. We had a shoot back here to Jersey. I was working, and the guy I was with, he had to go do a show himself. But got a couple minutes with Shelley, and we got a chance to talk about just a couple seconds. Was Joanne, who was at the Noah's Wish, who's no longer there. So we need to do an update with that. Just want to, Shell, thanks for that intel. I just want to get that out there for Joellen. And so we can bring her back. And this is different than Noah's Wish. It's a little broader, a little more technical. And it's about the animals. And remember, animals in this country are super important. They're part of our families. Again, this is how many things are out there with preparedness. It would kind of get overwhelming after a while. I mean, how many things can you prepare for? But again, if we take it a little bit by bit, we have an expert in this field, and we bring on an expert in this field, and then you sign up for the podcast, and you can listen. You know something about business continuity might not interest you, but you know what? You have, say, three or four pets. You have the people up here in Sussex County. You know, they got big farmlands up there. I'm sure they got a plan for it, but, you know, nothing wrong to listen to it. Andy's chiming in real quick, but Andy, you got several people ahead of you before I can answer your question or regurgitate your intel, let's put it that way. So moving forward rather quickly, too. Jesus, look at time it is. Let's get this. So Shelley's got, we have Leanne says, insurance is the interim stage and is great. However, the first impact after an emergency is when you need, or we need, a phone number. Excuse me as I'm going through the comments page. Phone number on the fridge to, hey, call me, call Chris. That's right, for water loss, fire loss, etc. Thank you very much, Leanne. I appreciate that. You guys want my information? Go to We go to svmcleanbycpp.com. svmcleancpp.com. That's my website, isn't it? We get a squirrely look back there. There is the CPP Emergency Services, and I am a proud member of Service Master Restoration. And there's some great guys. We got a very large organization of Service Master guys out in Haledon, Passaic County, with Mike and Al, and I got my buddies Vinny and Kevin out in the island. They're a very large company also, along with PCI with Joe. So we got the whole. We can handle anything. We do business together. We collaborate. So nothing too small and nothing too big. There is a plug for business. You know, listen, I have a mortgage. I get a car payment. I got to make payments. I got a payroll. So, but think of, and that'd be nice, Leanne. If people can throw my mug up there with my contact information, it'd be great. You can get it right off of the Disaster Recovery Hour, too. The emails come into my office, so I can have somebody at the office say, hey, Chris, take a look at something, or someone reaching out for you. Dave, I got a question from Dave. God, we are flying here. Says, hi, Chris. I hear you talking a lot about business continuity on your show. Generally speaking, what percentage of business have some type of business continuity plan in place? Let's answer that first. Without offending anybody, last week somebody asked I think it was the Newsday person, reporter asked Terry Winters about that. He said it in a nice way, not enough people have plans. And there is this big misnomer about, because if you're small, you don't need a plan, which is hogwash. And so Terry was very emphatic about that. And he's a great guy. I'm hoping that he can come spend some time, because he's asked to talk around through the entire country. But in a nice way, not enough, Dave, not enough. Second part, and do you find that a large companies are more likely than small companies? I didn't finish through. Companies to be involved with the organization such as ACP. There's a lot of Fortune 500 companies throughout the country that are ACP members, but there's your mid-cappers, there's some smaller companies, and it depends on what size, what size is big to you, and what size and what is small. And I always use the pizzeria as a perfect example. Let's just say you have a pizzeria in Ronkonkoma, or you have a pizzeria in Little Ferry in Bergen County, or in Passaic County, you have one up there in Wayne, three brothers up on the hill by William Patterson. What happens if their supplier is somewhere else that gets affected? It's in a floodplain. It's or gets a majority of their stuff from down south where the Mississippi overflows more often than not. Think about the auto industry with the tsunami, parts not coming into the United States. There's a hiccup there. You know, the supply chain is a huge something that a lot of people are not talking about. And the ACP, there's a lot of members with that talk about the supply disruption. And is there a plan in place for that? You know, it's just, you know, you're not looking out your front window here, or, you know, you're not seeing your employees pull into your parking lot. Where are you getting your products from? Where, or to produce your product, where are you getting your widgets, if you will? So that's I think the ACP, I'd like to see the ACP, and I think it's moving in that direction, you know, in conjunction with the SBA, which, by the way, has put a partial grant on for tomorrow's show at William Patterson. That just want to give a little kudos to the SBA about that. But the ACP is, you know, it's a nonprofit. I mean, these guys are businessmen. They have day jobs. Go lean on them, you know. And there's also insurance professionals. So the homeowner can go right along with the ACP. And you don't have to be a business owner. You can grab the intel from there, from some of their, like the Metro. You know, the Metro had a fantastic meeting about 8 or 9 months ago with Steve Cremendo. It wasn't really about business. It was much about the psychological part of living in our area under the threat of, you know, these the bad guys. But again, I can jump all over the place. I've seen questions come in. We got Shelly, Andy. Thank you very much, Andy. I'm gonna get back to you. I really, really will. So Dave, I hope that was hope I had enough information for you. But Dave, if you're a business owner and if you're not, take a look at the ACP. I think there's a lot of value there. Laura's got Laura to say, I wonder if anyone actually has emergency phone numbers other than 911 programmed into their cell phone. You know, the apps are a pretty big. There's a big movement in the app world about getting notification out there. And I know it doesn't sound cell phone, but I'm going to tie it in just a second. There's numerous apps, and we had Mrs. Superstadt, who's also ACP. She was on the show, and from the Valley Forge area down the ACP area down there, they have an app out for emergencies and notifying the public. It's kind of reverse 911, but not to that extent. I mean, she works for NASA, so she's got some brilliant stuff out there. I don't have enough time to talk about it because it was one show onto its own. But there is the you know, do you have emergency numbers in your cell phone? You know what about the cell phone? One thing I don't like about it is, you know what, the thing can die. So I would, you know, a little something in the wallet or the purse, you know, just maybe half a dozen numbers would be very good. But I also think on the fridge is the old thing. The old magnet's very good. Laura, I agree with having it in the cell phone, without a doubt. The batteries are better nowadays, as long as you don't overcharge it, like some of these wizards tell you not to overcharge it. So you got to be careful about that. But Laura, I agree. I think they should be programmed into the cell phone. And the funny thing about having those programs, you know, people don't remember phone numbers anymore. They just, you know, they just go to the contacts and boop. And then, you know, some people even know their own home phone numbers. So, Leanne, it says summertime barbecue season. Yes, barbecue. You know what? There is people who like to barbecue really close to the side of their house where their siding is. And they forget about how much that melts rather quickly. So be on the lookout for that. You know, these seasonal things are I got to go to commercial break. There's a lot of seasonal things out there we talk about, you know. This is one of them. Leanne, thank you very much. I've been off for a couple of weeks, so, you know, we still need to do about this, you know, the springtime. The springtime, you know, we're getting the rain right now, but we really haven't had a regular spring. Usually happens a month ago, and we're having it now. So let's go to commercial break. Andy, you're coming up, my friend, and some other questions and some more info. All right, be right back.
If you missed part of today's program or you want to hear the show again, you can do so with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast. Just go to www.drhradio.net, enter your email address, and the show will be delivered to your inbox. Keep you and your family safe by getting information on being prepared with the Disaster Recovery Hour podcast, available at drhradio.net. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To reach ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP anytime, visit them on the web at www.cppems.com. That's cppems.com, cppems.com. ServiceMaster Restoration by CPP, servicing the New York metro and tri-state area.
Kate Valentine's UFO show, watching strange visitors that come and go. The UFO show at Kate Valentine, we're gonna travel through space and rocket through time, exploring what is possible, examining what is logical.
Are we really out here all alone? Find out on the UFO Show with Kate Valentine, Friday afternoons at 1 on WVNJ.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. 1-800-FED-INFO, the official source for all government information. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information, next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, call 1-800-FED-INFO. Who knows? Money-saving tips today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow.
For every soldier who served in Vietnam, there is a story. There are stories of suffering and strength, courage and self-sacrifice. But as time takes its toll on the surviving veterans, many of these stories could be lost forever. The Education Center at the Wall will preserve and display photos, letters, and memories of veterans, so their stories and service will never be forgotten. Visit buildthecenter.org and help us build it.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
Yes, we are back. Fourth quarter winding down, and the Giants win the Super Bowl. Here at WVNJ, 1160 AM, The Voice. This is the Disaster Recovery Hour, every Tuesday between 1 and 2 live. Unless an emergency comes up that is just something I can't pass on to my fellow employees, and I got a slew of guys who are and women actually who work for me and very, very good. I have always doing the extra thing for me. But moving forward, I do appreciate them. Andy, here we are. We would HIPAA required. This is coming back to where we talked last week with Dr. Russo, talking about medical facilities and things. And Shelley's got some questions and some info. Andy Weitzberg, and it is HIPAA. He requires all medical offices to have continuity plan, which is what I am concentrating on. So, and we talked about that. If you want to go back, listen, go drhradio.net, drhradio.net, drhradio.net. Sign up for the podcast. What I just read off and what Andy just commented on, we have a show on about that. There's some intel. And if you want intel on that, just tell us where to send it to you. Annie will get it out to you. Annie monitors the comments page too. Shelley, Joe Ellen is now. Joe Ellen, who was with the Noah's Wish, it was now, and this was official before it wasn't official. It's been official for a little while, but there's many shows, and no offense to Joe Ellen, but like I said, the animals are part of the American landscape and part of our families. We put a lot of love and, unconditional on top of that. I miss my little girl, Jersey. It's been many moons, so hopefully the family will like that idea next year when I come home with a dog. But anyway, Joe Allen is now Director of Animal Disaster Services with Pet Safe Coalition, and Shelley and I spoke last week about this. We'll have Joe on on for what that really means. Go in depth. That should be an entire program. And thank you, Shelley. It was good to see you face to face. Last week at the show, that is. Shelley's also comment is about Leanne, and she is right. Homeowners and business owners need to have those qualified and honest contractors lined up well before they are needed for a disaster recovery. It really is. You know, that Angie's List, and I think we're moving in that direction. I think we've done the right thing here. Again, ask your broker and agent. You know, who do you use in case I have an issue at an incident at my house? You know, even the town, the towns, the municipalities, the Islip's, the Bergen counties. If you ever get a hold of your fire chief or the OEM director of your, which is usually a first responder who's doing it, in the spare time, he or she's spare time. Ask what happens and who comes in. What are the private contractors? You know, you don't want people from, like these moving companies over here in Jersey. These knuckleheads who are taking advantage of some people. You know, you want people who check that little background and move forward that way. Have a little safety and security there. Andy saying it's less than 50% of small businesses that don't respond. Is that, or don't have a plan? Is you're saying 50%, Andy? Okay. I'll go with that. And I'll raise you a couple on that one. We can't gamble on the air. I think it's illegal. Is that right, Dave? It's illegal. You can't do that. So, Andy, I'm sure Andy's definitely going to be typing in a couple of seconds. Shelley's last, regarding Terry Winters, and when the Newsday reporter did ask that question, my take, Terry wasn't able to answer the question, the reporter's question, because there is no tracking of readiness of small businesses. And there isn't. And that's true. You know, so let me add that. You know, not as if Terry was being sheepishly about it. And I think I thanked him for when I got up there, my 3.5 minutes. I think I did. It was a little. I was trying to think of everybody that would have been on this program. But you know what? Bottom line is, more businesses need to have a plan, without a doubt. And is it an unanswerable question? And it was at the time, and that's what it is. But without a doubt, I really think we need more plans. And I don't want to, do the KISS, keep it simple, stupid. I really think don't get crazy. If you're a bagel shop, your plan is not going to be the same. Again, my opinion from being associated with the ACP and hearing some of the guys and, their different expertise in those worlds. The guys, when I say guys, I don't mean just guys or men. I mean, the guys, women and men. Different guys have different looks. There's a different look, and they're disciplined. Some are forensic accountants, and that's, you should have your books. Then there's the iCloud guys. And then there's the facility manager guys. They're talking about the plants. It's a physical building, what's the plan for that? And which has over the years have not got the same credit as the IT side. Everyone was, the Y2K thing, the big hoo-ha regarding that. So the physical plants weren't getting the kudos that they definitely deserved. And then, then we have, obviously downtown. Our human capital, our employees, nothing's ticking, nothing's moving if it's not for them. A little more credit to other employees. It's not an easy being a boss. I understand that. I am one. And I always think of, I'm on the other side of the desk, taking orders and such like that. I always thought I was a good team player. And I think that's how I come across here on this program. It's not about Chris Plunkett and it's the show. It's about the show, and it's about my association with the numerous people. And I think tomorrow's going to be fantastic. I want, Passaic County Board of Chosen Freeholders, obviously Deb Hoffman with Passaic County Development of Economic Development, Department of Economic Development, William Patterson, Bergen County Improvement Authority. There's a lot of good organizations out there, and a lot of that stuff is volunteer stuff. So these people are doing their regular day job, and they're coming home at night, and they're getting emails, and they're responding. It's almost like the coaches that, except for that one nut job down there in Piscataway with the ump and the baseball, and they're throwing punches at each other. But, you know, coaching is, you know, another volunteer thing. You know, it's, that's what the great thing about our country. You know, it's a fantastic country. We've got to, but it takes work. It takes a lot of work to keep it going. There are lots of free resources plus the ACP. That's what Andy's telling me right now in the comments page. Thank you, Andy. And by the way, Andy, how was my volume today? Good? Excellent. Thank you very much. We only got a couple minutes to go in the show. I will report about last week. Report. Who am I reporting? Come on. I'm a guy who knows disasters and I've seen things and I, you know, try to, you know, preparedness and the art and science of preparedness. And there's a lot of guys like the Shelley and Andy and Terry and, you know, all these people out there, you know, the guys out, you know, down south, Steve Elliott, I mean, you know, even my guru, Jerry Giesinger, you know, from Service Master Disaster Restoration. And, you know, we have Mr. Nader, you know, workplace violence. That's like in the news every couple of days between campus shootings and employers going crazy and employees going crazy. Employers are always crazy because, you know, we got so many balls in the air all the time. But with that said, I think we're going to wrap this thing up. I hope it was, you know, I've been a little jacked up. I could probably use another hour, but I've been locked up for a couple of weeks with being work, you know, all over the place. Good thing, you know, as long as less time with my wife, the more time she likes me. Shelley, and yes, you know, that kiss is really definitely the way to go. ReadyGov and ReadyBiz approach is simple and effective. They are consultants, the concierge, if you will, of the program with numerous other people. Always like to give a shout out to my good buddy Chris Green down here in D.C. He's doing some magical stuff to help us out, as well as Robert Russell, who's training. He's a trainer for the trainers over there at the Department of Homeland Security. Got 2 minutes to go. Listen, you guys in between breaks here, you know, there's a lot of commercials that we have. I'm going to save commercials. The PSA announces Wounded Warriors, the Ready.gov commercials. We have, you know, if you really pay attention to those commercials, that's really where it's at. I'm really happy that this program can get their message out as well. Kind of really encompasses, you know, what we're trying to do here. You know, these guys, these men and women coming home from war. And hey, you know what? A good buddy of mine, I'm going to say his name on the air, Gary Haight, got his new arm. He got a workplace incident a year and change ago. And he was in the Bergen Record with his article, but he really wanted to give a lot of shout outs to and kudos to the armed forces individuals coming home with amputees, because they are the driving force for the R&D behind his bionic arm. So that's very, very cool, and they deserve that credit. And you're right, Gary, they definitely deserve that credit. Let's end the war, bring home our troops. God bless our country. We'll talk about next week what we're going to talk about. All right, so we'll rock and roll, and we'll see you next week. Take care now. Oh, you know what? To Jack too, 200 Club. Take care.